Sunday morning, January 2nd, 1881, San Francisco. Jamie quietly closed the door to the boarding house kitchen and knelt in the backyard to tighten the laces of his right shoe. Dandy, his small black and white Boston Terrier, took advantage of his face being in close proximity to give it a thorough sniff. The short whiskers around the dog's short muzzle tickled his face.
"Stop it, Dandy! And no, don't put your nose in my pocket! You're not going to get the goodies Kathleen packed for Ian."
Jamie stood up quickly and checked the right pocket of his wool jacket to make sure the dog hadn't ripped the wrapping around the thick ham sandwich he had crammed into it. In his left pocket, he had an equally large slice of sugar-dusted pound cake, one of Mrs. O'Rourke's most scrumptious desserts. He hoped his friend Ian would appreciate that he'd saved the last piece for him. Hard to believe that there were so few leftovers from the fancy New Year's spread from yesterday. While the day was cloudless, the oblique rays of a winter sun did little to warm the air. So Jamie pulled his cap firmly down over his ears and buttoned his jacket, saying,
"Let's go, Dandy, before Mother changes her mind."
He headed for the gate in the back fence that led to the alley behind the boarding house. Dandy trotted in front of him, tugging at the leash, in joyous anticipation of whatever adventures his master had in store for them today. Jamie Hewitt, a sturdy 10-year-old with light caramel-colored hair and toffee-brown eyes, had been living in the O'Farrell Street boarding house with his mother for over 2 years. In many ways, it was the first place he could remember calling home. He didn't remember Kansas, where he'd been born, and between the ages of 4 and 8, he'd moved with his mother at least every 6 months, with the various rooms they'd lived in blurring together. He sure was glad that after all their travels they'd ended up in San Francisco, living in Mrs. Annie Fuller's boarding house, actually Mrs. Dawson's boarding house, now she was married to the lawyer Mr. Nate Dawson. Compared to the dingy rooms and awful food in most of the places they had lived, the old 3-story house on O'Farrell Street that Mrs. Dawson inherited from her aunt was pretty great. The other boarders were as kind as could be, never giving him a hard time when Dandy got too excited and barked. And Mrs. O'Rourke, the housekeeper and cook, served first-rate grub. And even better, Kathleen, the boarding house maid, was always ready to slip him a bite of food between those excellent meals. She said he was growing like a weed in springtime and needed to keep up his strength. He and his mother lived in a big, airy room in the attic, although his bed was stuck in a sort of alcove off the rest of the room, which wasn't always convenient when he wanted to stay up and read for a while after his mother said lights out. She was an English teacher at Girls High, so she was always on him about getting a good night's sleep so he'd be sharp the next day in school. That was one of the reasons she'd been slow to agree to let him help Ian sell newspapers today. School started back up tomorrow, after one glorious week of Christmas vacation, and she said she wanted him home by 6 so he'd have time to review his lessons for the next day and be ready for bed by 8. But he'd promised Ian, who was his best pal, that he'd meet him up at the Chronicle offices at 10:30 this morning and spend the day with him. All he had to do was run up Bush and then over to Kearney, so if the sidewalks weren't too crowded with the going-to-church crowd, he should be able to get there in 10 minutes and only be a little late. He'd never had a best friend before, moved around too much. Plus, it didn't help when other boys learned your mother was a teacher and treated you like you were some sort of spy among the troops. But Ian was different. He was Kathleen's youngest brother, living with an uncle south of Market. He thought Jamie was plumb lucky to have a mother at all, much less one who could help him out with his schoolwork. And Ian liked school, was especially good at math. But this fall, he'd started working as a newsboy in the afternoons and weekends, so he'd been having trouble finding the time to study the way he should. Even though Ian was a year older and a grade ahead of Jamie, they discovered that the teacher in Ian's 7th grade class had his students working out of some old 6th grade textbooks that were the same as the text that Jamie used at his school. As a result, Jamie was able to help when his friend got stumped. Jamie's mother was scandalized when she found out about the textbooks, said boys like Ian who lived south of Market deserved as good an education as boys like Jamie who lived in a better part of town. But Ian only shrugged and said most of the boys he knew had already left school, and the few who remained were mostly going because their mothers wanted them to watch over their little brothers and sisters.